Open our Bibles to Jude verse 3. Jude verse 3 is where we pick our text from.
Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith.
You should do what?
Earnestly contend for the faith.
You should do what?
Earnestly contend for the faith.
Earnestly. Earnestly. Contend.
For the faith which was once delivered unto the saints.
Uh-huh. Hallelujah. And that's why the sermon topic is the contentious faith. We started last week. That was our text. And the origin of the contention, I'm just going briefly, so we flow as we continue the second part of that message. The origin of these contentions stems from the prophecy that we said in Genesis 3:15 and the battle that will be going on between the serpent's seed and the seed of the woman. And we see it, John, the beloved, also spoke about it in 1 John chapter 2, verse 18 to 20, where he said, they said, the Antichrist shall come. He was referring to that prophecy in Genesis 3:15, and he was also referring to what Daniel spoke in Daniel chapter 9 and verse 26, 27. That Antichrist shall come. He said, but there are all already Antichrists. That's the emphasis. The activities are already on. The main one will come later, but he's already on with his people. And Jude went further in that verse 4 that these people that crept in unaware said they were ordained. For this, ordained, appointed, they already know they will come because prophecy said they will come. They are the ones referred to as the gates of hell. And they are the ones referred to, the activities referred to by those four horse riders in Revelation chapter 6, the white horse rider that changed to a red horse rider that changed to a black horse and later on changed to a pale horse in Revelation chapter 6. It was depicting the activity of the Antichrist working against the church. But when the enemy rises like a flood, there is always a standard he will lift up. And one of the standards he lifts up in this age is the spirit of revelation. The spirit of revelation, he opens our eyes to see his activities, to know how he operates. So Peter told us in 1 Peter 5, verse 8 to 9, where he says that
we
should be sober.
Be vigilant. Uh-huh. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour.
And what did he say?
Whom resisted fast in the faith.
That is earnestly contend. Resist. Steadfast. Not small, small. If you realize, he will finish you. Don't relax. Knowing that the same afflictions, the same attacks of the church accomplish your brethren that are in the world. Everywhere, it's not you as an individual. Every believer is facing that battle. What does he want to devour? Last week, I told you three things he's after. I told you he's after your faith in God, faith in God's word and his promises. I told you he's after the strength of the church, the unity of the church. If he can scatter it, if he can scatter the unity of the church will become powerless. He's after the fellowship with the Father, which comes only through holiness. For without holiness, no man will see God. And what are the devices he uses to achieve this? To achieve these three things. He uses the spirit of doubt, so you will doubt to God. He uses the spirit of impatience, so that you will leave Christ and go to Babalawo and seek other means of solution to your problem. He's using the spirit of murmuring, so that God will be angry with us and disfellowship us. Number four, he uses tears. And that is one very, very effective one. And Jesus Christ gave it as a parable that we looked at, the parable of the wheat and tares. The good seed was planted, but after those apostles departed, the enemy came to the church and sowed his own in the church. And now the church becomes a mixed multitude. What does he use that I referred to as tares? Last week, we said he uses false prophets. And that was the first thing as a sign of the end. Jesus Christ said, beware of false prophets. False teachers. I keep saying, anytime they say prophet, you look at people who see vision. Not only that, there are people who teach contrary to the word of God in the New Testament. That is why Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, where we read, he spoke about another gospel. They will preach another gospel. They come with another spirit. And they preach another Jesus. Not the Jesus that the apostles presented to us. For we are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. That is the foundation of our faith. Hallelujah. He called it the spirit of truth and the spirit of error, as we saw in 1 John chapter 4, verses 4 to 6, that the spirit of truth is the spirit of Christ. The spirit of error is the spirit of the Antichrist. And he specializes in using seducing spirits. That's all. This, what is seducing spirit? He says, how did he put it? 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. In the latter times, many shall depart from the faith,
giving it to seducing spirits.
They will be listening and obeying and acting on the instruction of seducing spirits
and doctrines of devils.
Doctrines of devils. These false preachers speak lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience
seared with a hot iron.
They have no conscience at all. And you think they are what they are claiming to be. Remember, the seducing spirit is to take you away from truth. Take you away from the pathway of life. Take you away from God. Take you away from Christ. And I told you about the danger of departing from the faith to give heed to seducing spirit. And the Bible says in Revelation chapter 22 and verse 18, what did he say? Revelation chapter 22, verse 18 and verse 19. Listen very well.
For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things.
If you add to this Bible,
God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book.
You will go to hell.
And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book.
That simply means you are going to hell. Simple. And that's the reason why Galatians chapter 1, Apostle Paul went further from verse 6.
I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ.
Pervert. It is the Antichrist device to pervert the gospel. Pervert it. They will pervert the gospel. That is exactly what Jesus Christ gave that parable in Matthew 13 and verse 33. Listen, that is the perversion. What did he say?
Another parable spake he unto them. The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took.
That woman is the woman in Revelation chapter 17.
Which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal. See, the whole was leavened.
You see? They pervert the gospel. Go back to Galatians chapter 1, verse 6. That prophecy is what is fulfilled. They pervert it. Mix it with whatever else until the life that is supposed to be in the gospel is completely removed.
Verse 7. which is not another.
Yes.
But there be some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Christ.
Yes.
But though we or an angel from heaven
hear him, O,
preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed.
Don't add, don't subtract, oh. Don't bring your own gospel. Go ahead.
As we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed.
Uh-huh.
For do I now persuade men of God?
Okay. Oh.
Or do I seek to please men?
Okay.
For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ.
So we don't preach to please men. That's why he told Timothy, study to show thyself approved. Unto who?
Unto God.
Unto who?
Unto God.
Unto God, not unto... Hey, I don't know who is listening to me now around the world. I don't know who is listening to me now around the world. Pastors, there are some of you that you are not serving God, you are serving your church. This is what we believe in our church. We baptize Father, Son, Holy Ghost. On our own, I baptize the name of Jesus. It's in the Bible, but our church, this is our, hey, you are not serving Jesus, so. Okay. Amen. If your church is doing anything contrary to the Bible, you show them. They refuse. Get out of that place, oh. Get out of that place. Get out of that place. Hallelujah. That's why I gave you the example of the compass. If you add to the degree to move to your destination, I demonstrated it. When you start, it goes small. As the years go by, before you know what, you are far from your destination. That's how people are far from the truth, far from heaven, and just serving the church and thinking they are still there. That's why Apostle Paul said, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Sure. Don't compromise your faith. When the Bible says, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, I think that's verse 20.
Despise not prophesying.
Verse 21.
Prove all
that
things.
That is the scripture I'm looking for. What did he say?
Prove all things.
Prove all things.
Hold fast that which is good.
Hold fast that which is good. My to break this down, I borrow from pastor, Jewish prophet Dozier. Follow who no road. That's what he's saying. If you have confirmed that this minister wants to go to heaven, he's not building himself a kingdom. It's very easy to know them. I don't know whether my secretary was the one reminding me recently. He said that you promised to preach a sermon on how to identify a true God-called man. Amen. And I told her, I said, from the messages we are preaching now, you will know who God called, who not called. What do you make her do again? Amen. From all the messages we are preaching now, you should know who God called, who no God, no call. Don't you know that the Bible says that some, their belly is their God? Okay. Oh. So when are they preaching here? So that you will know road. Follow who no road. Don't follow who no road. It will take you to your destination. You know, I just remember this morning something and I was laughing. And I said, that is how life is. You know, we use our own example now. When Olumide is preaching, he uses his bad days to talk. Sydney uses his bad days to talk. Chinedu uses his bad days to talk. Everybody, all of us, we have bad days. Onya, I know your own bad days. I know very well. If they don't know me, I know. All, everybody. I know, even God, you show me your own. We know, everybody we know. When I talk my own, I say I go prison. Then because they never catch you, they do like say, you will not be criminal. Nigeria, love for criminals, they fool Nigeria. So when I give my own example, You know, we went to the Air Force during one of our training, when I was an Air Force cadet, potential pilot training. There is a training where they go and drop you in a bush. They make sure you don't know where you are. They drop you there, they call it combat survivor. But before you go, they'll search you to make sure you don't go with money, anything you can eat, nothing. And so, they drop you. When they search you, search everywhere, socks, open your hand, open this one, open, they'll search you. Then, they carry you. Amen. But first and foremost, in going there, there was something I did. I went with money. They searched me. They didn't see the money. Amen. There is a way I kept the money. The belt we hang. Where then they adjust them in between. I hide it there. So open, I open it. So immediately we landed. We are to be there for some days. They want to observe your endurance. They want to observe because when you are hungry, you are angry. To see how you will relate. And then the instructors are watching you and they are taking the note. Everyone, and then come and see what hunger can make man do. And you are warned not to touch anybody's farm nearby. If you go to the sugarcane plantation there and take, you have failed because it is part of the training. But immediately I landed about 2 kilometers away from where we were. I saw smoke. And that smoke means there is Fulani camp there, where the herders are. So there will be Fura de Nono. I don't know how many of you know Fura de Nono. Yes. So when we landed there the first night, I sneaked out and located the place alone. And I went there and I deposited my money there. Every day, late in the night, I will sneak there. My Fura and Nono prepared. I eat it. I come. And join them in the camp. I didn't tell anybody to follow me. So the officers were very impressed. And at the end, I won the best behaved officer cadet. Amen. Follow who no road. They were celebrating. It was years after when I commissioned in Lagos here, I met our chief instructor, very senior officer. I said, sir, you know, remember I won that prize. He said, no, you are our best student. And I said, sir, your best student. I said, see what I did. He said, Alu. I said, what did I do with that? I'm not hungry, anything. I was eating throughout. You can't starve me. You can't starve me. I get sense. You can't starve me. So they train me. Now, but the area I'm going is, now they divided us into groups. Remember that I was very strong. So naturally, I was made the leader of our group. Now we had to do this compass march. It was an all-night journey from one place, so many kilometers, to the other end. Where we had to meet, the officers went there waiting for us. They give you map. They give you the compass. They give you the grid references. Plot it and we'll be there. My own group, we sat down and I looked at the map and I saw certain features. I saw the features in that map that indicate power line for electricity, high tension. You know, it's a straight line that they work out they go. So I saw it. And I saw where our own where we are supposed to meet them, the officers, where we are supposed to appear, I calculated from where the last one is to that place, and I saw it was about 1 kilometer in length. I said, Haba, that's all now. Because if you follow that route, it's going to follow compass mark. Some will enter swamp. Some will enter water. Water will fool you here. You must follow it. There's no way to follow. These other people with their leader will not get sense like I get sense. Where those tension is, you know, the road is clear. Under the tension, they clear there is a road there. It's plain. I just told them, I said, look, you follow me. They didn't know what I did. I said, I'm your leader. Eh? Anyway, I said, go, let's go. Just follow me. And then we went from where we were, we located the tension. Then we waka. According to calculation, when we reach here. I said, now follow me. They were saying, ah, we are. I said, shut up, follow me. While others, we are still battling on the way, we went to wake the officers a few hours after. They were sleeping inside their vehicle. I said, sir, we have arrived. Hey, how? It's not possible. What happened? I said, we are here now. Did you not say we should appear here? We are here. What of the rest? We waited for one group lost in a helicopter. They take search for them. Follow who no road. Follow who no road. This man, I want to go to heaven. This heaven, I must go there. So if you want to go to heaven, follow me as I follow Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And then people depart. Not the sinner today, I get sense. So. Amen. Not the sinner today, I get sense. I get sense that will take me to heaven to get what I'm looking for. I get sense to catch anybody. When years back, when I saw my wife, she was, all eyes were on her. And I was telling one officer, I will get this girl. He said, Alu, you can never get her. I said, me. He said, you can never get her. That girl, Clara. I said, me. I said, sir, let's bet I will get her. Churu, 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 churu. The follower, churu, 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 churu. Very harmless, looking very harmless. One day, I was in Lagos, and that same officer came to my house and saw the girl sitting down there. That's about 2 years after. Then immediately he says, hey, Alu. I said, I talk for house, I tell her, I say, shall I tell you, I will get her. Is she not sitting there in my house now? And eventually, not only my house now, I paid her dowry. She's my wife. Praise the Lord. So I know how to get what I'm looking for. I know this heaven, the best thing that can happen to any human being is to go to heaven. The best thing that can happen to anybody is to go to heaven. This hellfire, I will dodge it. They will not see me near hellfire for any reason. For any reason. For any reason. So follow me, they go. Brethren, follow me, they go. They go, they go. Where will they go? Everything I tell you is to enable us to make heaven. It is wisdom unto salvation. It's what we're talking about. There is wisdom unto salvation. And my emphasis is that the plan of the enemy is to take you away from the right path. And he has succeeded to a large extent in the Church of Jesus Christ. That's why you see the present state of Christianity today. The present state of Christianity. No more holiness. He has succeeded. It doesn't matter. The whole world now has entered the church. The church has blended with the world. Until you enter a church, you don't know whether you're in a business seminar. Some, you don't know whether you're in a nightclub. Some, you don't know whether you're in a university tutorial class. You don't know where you are. Whether this is a Rotary Club, social club, or the church that Jesus Christ paid the price for. No more unity of faith. We are now identified by the denomination we belong to. I am redeemed. I am a bride. God of choosing, answer prayer. Because they're advertising the church more than the owner of the church. And all that's caused division. And they know we are divided. They know, but they don't know the solution. And then they are now coming to make some other man-made way of bringing the unity of faith by creating associations. Christian Association of Nigeria, Pentecostal Fellowship of Nigeria, End Time Message Believing Conference Ministers, and all that. It will not unite us. The unity of the faith is not by an association. Satan has succeeded. Now we have things we have never known before. In the Church of Jesus Christ, hierarchy, hierarchy. All this one you see now, you've changed everything to man-made way of doing things. Satan has taken over. Churches are now owned by a husband and a wife, by a family. And then the members are arguing, what's wrong with it? What's wrong with it? Do you know there is God that told him to hand over to his son? It's because you don't know Bible now. If you know Bible, you will have known that leadership in the church is not by birth. It's not genetic. It's not hereditary. So you see, I keep saying it. And I'll continue to say it until somebody will hear us and change. If you are sincere. What we see today, you will see them arrange seats for mommy and daddy. They are always having special seats. Like a king in a kingdom. I have seen the throne of kings. I've seen the Olu of Wari, Olu of, what do you call it, Oba of Benin, Oba of Lagos, Emir of Kano. My father had a throne, he was a king. Amen. Then you bring that to the church. Servants. Servant of the master. Then you see, then the other church members are sitting down on one kokurogwe chair. Then the Oga and Madam sitting comfortably with one special air conditioner facing only them. The rest of us are sweating. That is not the Church of Jesus Christ. They mess up everything that brings sanctity in the body of Christ. People marry and divorce anyhow. Why would they not do it? Because they smuggle the people inside to look like Christians, to go after Christians. Remember, they are tares. Only to discover that you married a snake. So what do you want the person to do? Pastor, like me. Then I will know that a sister is married to a man that want to kill her. Then I will say, no, you know, God said there will be no divorce. You know, you are children of God. Will a child of God beat his wife? If it is my daughter, I will say, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. That preacher that I say, well, you have entered away, is a lie. Me, you marry my daughter and you slap him, I will make sure you go to prison. You are not qualified to be among human beings. You are an animal. So if you are coming after my daughter in 20 years' time, don't think I'll be too old to react. The way that one is doing eye like this, no good, 20 years. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You have to note some of these things. It's important you know what the church should look like so that you will know where to stand as far as your salvation is concerned, where to rest your faith. That is why you don't have time for anything again. They have watered down. You can stay for 2 hours in a movie, watching movie, but you cannot put a Christian message on your television and watch for 1 hour, for 10 minutes. You go to church, keep timing yourself. Timing, where are you going to? 7 days in a week. 1 day you cannot devote it for your spiritual well-being. So what I look, I will have been coming to this bride, but they waste time too much. Don't worry. The time is going to come where you'll be in hellfire and you won't look at the time. That's the truth. That's the truth. And we too, we will be somewhere where there will be no more time. We will dwell in eternity. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. They're preoccupied with social media. It's a device of Satan. No? Social media is a tool of Satan. Too many interesting things for you. One evidence that you are empowered is that you should be able to be empowered enough to know when to stay with your social media and when to stay with the Bible. Don't rob Paul to pay Peter. There is time for everything. I didn't say there is a useful part of the social media. So I didn't say you should not do away, you should do away with it. I'm only saying it must be controlled. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are looking at the devices he uses. And one of the devices that the Antichrist uses is the product of this false teaching. The product of the adulteration of the gospel. The product, the fruit of his activities, the fruit of his activity is what the Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew 13 gave in a parable of the mustard seed in verse 31. Matthew 13, 31.
Another parable.
Yes.
Another parable put it forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field.
And that is the gospel, little as it is, only one man, the Lord Jesus Christ, carried the light, sowed it. That little group of people, 120 in the upper room, what happened?
Which indeed is the least of all seeds. But when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof.
You see, all manner of nyama have now come to this church. All manner of things now have come to the church. Hey, that's why Jude, there's a way Jude described them. He said they are ordained, they crept in unawares. Before you know what was happening, they gathered themselves there. They crept in unawares, verse 4 again, of Jude, verse 4.
For there are certain men crept in unawares, who before of old ordained to this condemnation.
Uh-huh.
Ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, mm-hmm, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord
these
Jesus Christ.
These men that crept in unaware is what Apostle Paul described their reaction to the presence of such people in Galatians chapter 2, verse 4 and verse 5. This part will not be today. Apostle Paul said, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. It is how the church of Jesus Christ was taken over by the powers of darkness, by the spirit of error, by the Antichrist spirit. And read on.
And that because of false brethren, unawares brought in.
Is that not what Jude also said? Unawares.
Who came in privately to
they
spy out.
They sneaked in to spy out our liberty,
which we have in Christ Jesus, that they may bring us again into bondage.
Into bondage.
To whom we gave place by subjection. No, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue.
To whom we did what?
Gave place by subjection.
We did not give place by subjection, not even for an hour. No, we did not give them chance. Why? So that the truth
of the gospel might continue with you.
So that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. They contended for it. They fought them. They were the false brethren that crept in into the church of Jesus Christ. Now, Babalawo is now called the prophet. Motivational speakers that go to corporations to speak to people have become pastors. They crept in there. Then there are other ones that, nobody said and called them. Now then call themselves to find food to eat. They will go to, a clip that was showing a man in the east, in a village there that had a church. And then he will go to this old woman in the village to come and stage a prophecy, and then he will pay them money. So somebody who was in it now is delivered, is exposing them, and they are now going to interview them. They were asking one, so what happened? She didn't know they were recording her. What happened? Is it true that you used to go? He said, why would they ask? He said, no be problem. We want to know whether you are good at it so that we can also engage you. He said, yes now. That man there, he don't do it for her now. He said, how much they pay? He said, what I do, give me 10,000 naira. He said, you are good at it. He said, I am anything. Which one you want? I will come and act it. You see? That one, nobody even set and put on there. That one, I know the spirit. Where the warrior are now hungry, they find food. That one is just a criminal. That one is just criminal. Criminal. A thief. That one a thief. I'm a robber. That is why they are called false brethren. And in Romans chapter 9, verse 6. Romans chapter 9, verse 6, 7, and 8. See the way Apostle Paul put it.
Not as though the word of God are taking none effect, for they are not all Israel, which are of Israel. Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God. But the children of the promise are counted for the seed.
Now listen, verse 9.
For this is the word of promise. At this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son.
Now, before that promise. Now listen. The emphasis there, the Apostle Paul is saying, is not all that are Israel that are of Israel. Not all that are Christians that are of Christ. If you cast that picture, then you'll understand why you have a contentious faith. They are there for a purpose. Like that parable said, that small mustard seed grow, become a big tree until all the birds of the air come in there. These false brethren can best be likened to as parasites. Parasites. Let me define what English people call parasite. A parasite is an animal or organism or plant that lives in or on another animal or plant and gets food or protection from that animal. If you understood what I said, let me see your hand up. I didn't see your hand up. That means I should read it again. Listen to the definition of a parasite so that you will understand the next thing I want to say. A parasite is an animal, an organism, or a plant that lives in or on another plant or animal and gets food or protection from the animal it is living in or living on. If you understand now, let me see your hand up. Okay. You will soon know now how we apply to the gospel. Because many diseases are caused by parasites. That means parasitic Christians are the cause of the problem in the church. In biology, they are called, some of them include fungi, leeches, lice, ticks, you see them in animals, mites, tapeworm, viruses, they are all parasitic organisms that live in or live on. And hermits, that is, these worms that can live inside the intestines and can reach meters long. When they bring them are very long, they live inside intestine. Where they shit, then they follow the shit to come out. They hang there. Okay, now. And they contribute nothing to the well-being of their host. If anything they will contribute at all, is trouble, disease, sickness. You go just see person in blood, they dry. Every time they will put blood transfusion, something there is a way they drink calm. And it's inside your body. That, I'm talking about the composition of the church. Oh. These are called tares. You didn't put them inside of you. They came in there through one means or the other, unawares. This, what we see today, the church, this is not how the church started. They were identified by brotherly love. By this shall all men know you are my disciples. If you have love one to another, do we have such love in the church now? You are only a Christian brother, if you worship in my church. Is that not the Christianity we have today? Even within the church, you're only my brother if you belong to the group, I belong in the church. Even in the church. Everything to destroy true fellowship by these tares. They can also be likened to three things. I don't know if I can use this to give you this picture I'm talking about. There are mosquito Christians. Ask your neighbor, I hope no be mosquito, you be. Amen. They're always bringing one sickness or the other. Their own is after where they will get blood. Amen. Who are these in the Christian faith? If they perch on you, they are bringing death on you. They are dumping. See, they come up. Amen. They jump from one place to another. Inside the church, they jump from choir to youth fellowship, to women fellowship, to men fellowship, to the counselors. Not finish here. They go here now. You don't go carry one thing here. You won't go spray them here. Drop out there before you know what. The group don't fall sick. Mosquito Christians. Planted by the devil. They are product of the Antichrist spirit. Jesus told Peter, follow me and I will make you fisher of men. He's going to get edible fish. And when they bring it to Jesus, Jesus will roast it with fire. But before you know what, there are some electric fish Christians. Who has ever seen or touched electric fish before? It has current. Very beautiful. Very, very beautiful. Very beautiful. Amen. Very, very beautiful. You think you don't catch fish. You are not careful. You just say, hey, fish, fish. You hold them. It will shock you. What is that, brother? What is that, sister? Christian sister. What he will do for you when he releases who he really is to you, then you will know the meaning of electric fish. And they're in the church. Then you have a crayfish with the adage that says, now condition make crayfish bend. This group of people, they are the compromising Christians. And their senior brother is a chameleon Christian. They can fit into any condition. They have no stand. They can blend easily. They blend easily. There is nothing in them that hates anything. They love everything. Go and see them. After service, they can go to nightclub. They can go and sit down comfortably. Comfortably. In the beer parlor. Comfortably. Everything the world is doing. How do I know? Go to their Facebook pages and see what they are displaying there. They say they are Christians. During their occasions, wedding occasions, baby dedication, look at what takes place there, the type of party they do, whether there is anything giving glory to God there. Because they must satisfy the Christian and satisfy their unbeliever people from their village and satisfy the group they belong to. So you are a chameleon. You are a chameleon, no? Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Uche, you are reminding me something today. He said, excommunication from the church. Does it not also include if you give money from your group or from the church, they send somebody to go and buy something. And then he inflates the price. He says, is that not stealing? I say, it's stealing now. So if we catch such person, what do? Can't we excommunicate them? I say, thief, not thief. Excommunicate them. Is it 2 or 3 weeks ago that somebody who is a member of one of the groups here, let me not call the name of the group, prayer group. That's why we are devising means so that these people creep in unawares. You know, do you know that he's not even a member of this church? He's not a member of this church. After the prayer group had their meeting in the children's church hall, while they were there resting, the guy went there and took somebody's bag, stole it. And when it was reported, this facility is equipped with CCTV cameras. We went there, the camera, and we saw the young man as he stole it. They traced him as he walked out from camera to camera until he left the church premises. So we waited until he came back to church again. And when he came, of course, the police and everybody, they grabbed him. I happened to be in the church. They told me they have seen. I said, bring him. Please don't torture him. Don't do anything. Come. What is your problem? When they brought him. Why I remember the story, because which you reminded me this morning. Why I remember it is that, which church do you attend? And he told us the church. What is your pastor's phone number? He gave me, and I called the pastor, put it on speakerphone. God bless you. And the pastor happened to know me too. He said, yes, the church is somewhere in Badagry. Oh, God bless you, sir. How are you? I said, oh, fine. Do you know so? I said, yes, he's our church member. Oh, very good. Will you vouch for his character? I said, yes. If I want to employ him, can you stand as his guarantor? He said, yes, very well. I said, You will stand as his guarantor, as his pastor. That's very good. That means you trust him very well. He said, yes. I said, well, we caught him stealing here. He said, hey. I said, so will you still stand for him? Since you say you will stand for him, you will pay back the cost of that phone. Will you? He said, why now? He said, no, before I believe, let me talk to him. We gave him the phone. Are you the one? He said, yes, Pastor. What happened? He said, a devil. You see why? The Bible said, because iniquity shall abound. The love of many shall wax cold. Which iniquity? Praise the Lord. The activities of these tears, I can't trust you anymore to stand for you. One brother that left here started his church, Afam, Uche, you were telling me that in his church, that he stood shouting for a church member like that, and the man disappeared after he collected the money from where he collected, until the pastor paid, so then he sold his car to be able to pay back. Christian brother Abby. So that you know the composition of the church. I was just being told this morning, he said that is why the banks, especially this microfinance bank, they don't allow a pastor to guarantee anybody that wants to collect a loan. Because they are helping you. We only know you in the church. If you stop coming to church, we have no obligation again. See what these tears have reduced Christianity into. That is why you are telling somebody you have a problem. He cannot listen to you because he knows that you are going from place to place saying the same problem and duping people with that problem you claim you have. See? That's why we have told group leaders we must have the profile of all members. We must know where you stay, your address, nearest bus stop, your wife's phone number, your papa's phone number, your mama's phone number. We must know. Anything happen, we'll know where to go and look for you. For good or for bad. Iniquity. That's why he says the mystery of iniquity. They are all grafted into the church. Sucking from the power of God. He said, it's either for protection or for them to have life in one form or the other. Even in this church, there are people that are members of this church for protection because they know the grace of God is here. Any other thing you are doing, oh, you know them. Okay, you say you know them. I know some too. Amen. But any other thing for the well-being of this ministry, they contribute virtually nothing to it. And some of them are rich. They hide here. We see that we, the ministers, we are very wise now. There are some of us that if you call us and you give us 20,000 naira, if such people come, we begin to be suspicious. This one, now prayer, they find. Now the prayer, now prayer, they find. Now prayer, they find. So when we call it, we go, they wait. We they talk to each other. This person, not going to give me money. Wait, you go soon call me now. Eh-heh. Prophet Olu, he don't give you 20,000 naira. The next, they're not even shame. They think we are so senseless. Don't have to give me money before I pray for you. Call me, not be me, they serve. Not be me, get the power to heal you, to deliver you. If I get power, lie, I will not give you. I will not pray for you. But since the thing not be me, I don't know. I remember that if you don't like me, and you enjoy my grace, that grace will become heap of fire, coal of fire upon your head. That's the truth. Amen. You make me not to sleep. I mean, while you hide, you, anytime you have problem, you will call me and then disturb my sleep. Pray for you. Meanwhile, you hate me. If I pray for you, God, the answer is a coal of fire I'm pouring upon you. People go to church, they don't even know the God they are serving. Can you use ministers? You don't take care of them. The Bible commanded the soul. He commanded it. He commanded it. Maybe you don't know that scripture. Please, 1 Corinthians, I think it's chapter 9 or so. 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
Verse 7. Uh-huh. Who goeth a warfare anytime?
How come you just know that verse like that? Okay, you're a minister. Go ahead.
Who goeth a warfare anytime at his own charges?
Again.
who goeth a warfare anytime at his own charges,
uh-huh.
who planted a vineyard and eateth not of the fruit thereof,
uh-huh.
or who feedeth a flock and eateth not of the milk of the flock,
uh-huh.
say I these things as a man, or saith not the Lord the same also?
Uh-huh.
For it is written in the law of Moses, thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treadeth out the corn. Doth God take care for oxen, or saith he eat altogether for our sakes? For our sakes, no doubt, this is written,
oh.
that he that ploweth should plow in hope.
Eh?
That he that ploweth should plow in hope.
Eh?
That he that ploweth should plow in hope.
Abba, we plow with hope now. Uh-huh.
And that he that thresheth in hope should be partaker of his hope.
Uh-huh.
If we have sown unto you spiritual things.
If we have sown unto you spiritual things.
Is it a great thing if you shall reap your carnal things?
Uh-huh.
If others be partakers of this power over you,
yes.
and not we rather, nevertheless we have not used this power. But
that's
so far,
the only reason we do that in this ministry. Not that we don't know our right as ministers. Why?
But suffer all things, lest you should hinder the gospel
so
of Christ.
So that the gospel will not be hindered. You wouldn't think that we are part of those commercial churches.
Do you not know that they which minister about holy things?
Eh?
Do you not know that they which minister about holy things live
yes.
of the things of the temple?
They eat of the things of the temple.
And they which wait at the altar
are partakers with the altar.
Even so had the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel should live of the gospel.
Listen, oh. Listen. Listen, oh. When he said, they who wait at the altar, people where they stand like this, oh. I've explained it. They that wait upon the Lord shall do what?
Renew their strength.
The waiter in the restaurant is always walking. Walking. Those who are walking, the vineyard of the Lord, they are walking. They are serving, especially those who almost full time, they are tending to spiritual things. They are those who wait at the altar. They eat off the altar. It is so said the Lord. Even so has God ordained it. God has ordained that those that wait at the altar, they eat of the altar. Even so, had the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel should live of the gospel. But we don't do that here so that the gospel will not be hindered. So you won't think that is the reason we are here. I was discussing with Elder Mba, by the way. And when I was telling him some things, and he told me, that so true, you are not materialistic. I told him, no, sir, I'm not materialistic, but I will live within my income. I won't come and stand here and lie because I need something. God will judge me. We know better than to do that. As I round up church, begin to think now which group you belong. Chameleon, crayfish, electric fish, or mosquito Christian. Grafted in the church. Supplying nothing, only causing problem in the church. You are a product of a teaching. And we are trying to reformat your brain that this is not of Christ. You belong to a different spirit. You are grafted. And your masters are described from verse 8 to verse 19. I don't have time to read it. You can read it on your own. Jude described them. Jude from verse 8 up to verse 19. The characteristic of these false brethren, false preachers, all the characteristics are there. And all these devices, like we said, they are the ones controlled by what is described in Ephesians chapter 6. What did he say? We wrestle not against, verse 12.
We wrestle not, against flesh and blood,
but
against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
They are the ones controlling all these things happening in the body of Christ. And one of their device is using these false preachers. Remember, it is what you eat that determines your health. It is what you hear that will produce your faith. And that is why he needs these false preachers to pollute the gospel and produce hybrid Christianity, distorted Christianity. Brethren, what we see happening in the body of Christ is evidence that the rapture is not taking place today, not this month. There has to be proper separation. There has to be ministry of perfection. There has to be preachers that will damn the consequences and speak against these errors that are going on in the body of Christ. There has to be men with backbone like John the Baptist. What did you go out for to see in John the Baptist? Can we read it in John chapter 11? Matthew chapter 11. Can we read it?
Matthew 11 from verse 7.
Read it, please.
And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, what went he out into the wilderness to see?
What did you go out to see when you all went looking for John?
A reed shaking with the wind.
Now every wind, when they blow, go blow and go that way. They blow and go that way. Is that what you saw?
But what went he out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment.
The type of people that wear designer clothes. The type of people that wear like dress like the Pharisees. Put a crown on their head. Dress like a king. Is that what you went out to see of a warrior like John?
Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in king's houses.
Uh-huh.
But what went he out for to see?
What did you go out to see?
A prophet.
Did you go to just say, hey, see a prophet? This is not that type of prophet, oh. Uh-huh.
Yea, I say unto you, I'm more than a prophet.
Uh-huh.
For this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face.
He is a product of a prophecy for the restoration of the church. Restoration of Israel back to their Maker. Uh-huh.
For this is he which is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women.
Among them that are born, men that are born of women.
They are not risen a greater than John the Baptist.
Uh-huh.
Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he.
Go on.
And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence.
Uh-huh.
And the violent take it by force.
That is the contentious faith I am talking about. Among all men born of women, none has been greater than John. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John the Baptist. That means whatever John the Baptist was known for, the least in the kingdom of heaven will do more than he did.
Yeah.
It is about contending for the faith. Be ready to die for what you know to be the truth. Make sure what you are dying for is the truth, though. Because you may be dying for Lumba or Lumba and thinking that is the truth. You may be dying for your pastor and thinking that is the truth. One sure thing we know is that the foundation of God standeth sure. 2 Timothy 2:19. The Lord knoweth them that are his.
And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity.
And in Galatians chapter 4, it brings out something. I want to just make a comment on and then we close. It brings out something about Christ and the Antichrist spirit. Listen, from verse 28.
Now, we brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise.
Uh-huh.
But as then, he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit.
Uh-huh.
Even so it is now. Nevertheless, what said the scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son. For the son of the bondman shall not be
heir. There must be separation. Go back to verse 28 again.
Now we brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise.
We are the children of promise.
But as then, he that was born after the flesh persecuted
him that was born after the spirit. Even so it is now. What is the summary of that statement? The battle between Christ and Antichrist. Christians and Antichrist is going on now. The carnal Christians are described there, as I've spoken earlier. And the spiritual ones, the battle is on. Brethren, the battle is on. He said in 1 John chapter 4, I want to bring out something that just caught my attention. From verse 4 to 6.
Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because greater is he that
is in you
than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of
carnal
the world.
Carnal people, yes.
And the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. And he that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error.
These two spirits are here. And the same John again, 1 John chapter 2, verse 18, 19, and 20, he brought it out again.
Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many antichrists, whereby know we that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But ye have
an
unction.
To go out, they know that they left the church or they left the faith. If you leave Brother Assembly Church, does not make you an antichrist, though. That is why some ministers live here, we refuse to identify with them. Because they left what we stood for here together. And they are into another gospel. We will not identify with them. Go on.
But ye have an unction from the Holy One.
Okay, now.
And ye know all
we
things.
We know all things. The spirit of revelation. By the spirit of revelation. Now, notice something here. Notice something that I said I catch. In Revelation chapter 13, concerning the Antichrist, verse 16, 17, and 18. Listen
and he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast.
Please, verse 16 again.
And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark.
Mark identifies you. A mark identifies you. They receive it where?
In their right hand or in their foreheads.
There are actions that come from what they receive as a revelation.
And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man, and his number is 666.
That is for identification. Now, so, what is the mark of the Antichrist? And what is the mark of Christ? How do we know your origin? Whether you are of Christ or you are of the Antichrist. Christ and anti. Christ and anti. Anti-against. Anti-against. If you are on the side of always persecuting the spiritual people, what you are doing is marking your origin. I don't know how I will say this. It identifies which spirit is working in you. If all that you supply to the body of Christ is attack, gossip, jealousy, making people feel uncomfortable, making somebody cry. When they are crying, you are happy. That is your ministry. You are in the ministry of making people in the church to cry. Your origin is the Antichrist. I'm not the one that said it. Apostle Paul brought it out in Philippians chapter 1. From verse 28, 29, and 30. Listen to the way he put it.
And in nothing terrified by your adversaries.
Don't be terrified by your adversaries.
Which is to them an evident token of perdition.
Again.
Which is to them an evident token of perdition.
That is to them, your adversary. Whatever they are doing to you is the evident identity of their end, of who they are. That they are attacking you, they are proving it is a mark of their origin that they are children of hell. But to you, that same thing they are doing to you,
of
what
salvation.
Is it?
of salvation.
That is evidence of your salvation. When you receive those marks, those wounds that these people inflict in you, it is evidence that you are of Christ. They are called the mark of Christ. Things you show, evidence of your faith. This battle will go on. Verse 29.
For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ.
That is what he said. Unto you, it is thus said the Lord. It is ordained like that. It is given unto you on behalf of Christ.
Not only to believe on him.
You are not only to believe on him.
But also to suffer for his sake.
You are also to suffer for his sake. Why will you suffer? It's in the hand of these Antichrist people. Spirit. And the last verse, 30. What did he say?
Having the same conflicts which ye saw in me. Uh-huh. And now yet to be in me.
Because he bear upon me. He said, I bear the mark of Christ upon me. That is why in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 10, 11 and 12, what did he say? He said, blessed are they. Can you see why you are blessed? That they are persecuting you. Blessed are they.
Which are persecuted for righteousness.
For what reason?
Righteousness'
sake. For what reason?
Righteousness' sake.
What is their result?
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Uh-huh.
Blessed are ye when men shall revile you.
They will revile you.
And persecute you. And shall say all manner of evil against you falsely.
Say all manner of evil against you falsely.
For my sake.
For Christ's sake.
Rejoice and be exceeding glad.
Oh, glory be to God.
For great is your reward in heaven.
Hallelujah.
For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you.
They've done that before. Please read it again. From verse 10 again.
Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake.
Can we stand up? These are the kind of scriptures we don't read. When Apostle Paul said, all that shall live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution, God will not allow us to be persecuted when there is not a reward for it. Let's read it again, for I want somebody to catch it.
Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake,
uh-huh.
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Uh-huh.
For blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you. I shall say all manner of evil
they
against you.
They say all manner, and I know some of us are here. They have cooked all manner of stories, these agents of darkness, against us. Some go into the social media, say all manner of things. It is an evident token of perdition. What they are doing is showing who they are. Ah, brethren, I will face this spirit until this church is cleansed. I will face them. I will face them with all I know. Prayerfully, using this pulpit, there is the power of pulpit. Don't let me hear what you do. I will come to the pulpit and expose you. You are either part of us or you are not. Stop disturbing the peace of the Church of Jesus Christ. Stop it. We are to edify one another. We are to help one another. That is the meaning of feet washing. We are members of one family linked together by one blood, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we take communion now every Sunday. Why will you do that? And be destroying the peace of the family. There is nothing I will say that will stop them. But you determine that it will not catch you. So that they will be so uncomfortable among us, that power will be very weak. They will not leave. I'm not saying they will leave. But they will be powerless. They have been ruling before. Now we are putting them under. Hallelujah. And that's what Apostle Paul said. And I say it also. That he who thinks he stands, take heed lest you fall. That's why our brother during the program kept emphasizing one of those exhortations you gave about fellowship, companionship. Evil communication corrupts good manners. Be careful who you get close to. Be careful. That person is either coming to help you spiritually or pull you down by the things he does around you. Be very, very careful. Be very, very careful. Be very, very careful. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. How do we resist them? Well, we know that, God willing, next week, we will know how to resist them. How to resist them. Hallelujah. In 251, what did he say? Christians, seek not yet repose. He said, watch and pray.
Watch out.